代代相传。
Before we look at that, I want to back up a little bit into the prior chapter in Deuteronomy 5.
在我们进入今天的经文之前，我们看一下《申命记》第五章。
You don't have to read that, but I'll just tell you what happens in Deuteronomy 5.
你不一定要去看，我就告诉你第五章讲什么。
In this chapter, God gives His people His law, the Ten Commandments.
在第五章，上帝给他的子民十诫。
When the law was given, the people were afraid because they realized how big God was and how small they were.
当他们领受十诫以后，他们意识到神是这么的伟大，他们是如此渺小。
They were so afraid that they told Moses to go near to God as they did not dare to approach a great and holy God.
他们觉得自己如此渺小，叫摩西去接近上帝，他们自己远离。
This was the people's response when they had heard God. They said in Deuteronomy 5, 24 and 25.
这是人们的反应，记在《申命记》第五章二十五节。
And you said, Behold, the Lord our God has shown us His glory and greatness, and we have heard His voice out of the midst of the fire. This day we have seen God speak with man and still live. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, we shall die.
五章二十四节、二十五节说：“看哪，耶和华我们的神将他荣光和他的大能显给我们看，我们又听见他的声音从火中出来。今日我们得见神与人说话，人还存活。现在这大火将要烧灭我们，我们何必冒死呢？”若再听见耶和华我们神的声音，就必死亡。
The people saw God speak at the mountain in the midst of the fire and the trumpet blast and the cloud.
他们看见神在火中说话，有号角的声音从云中传出。
They stood in great amazement that the one true God would speak to them, and they were not worthy to be in the presence of God.
他们站在那里如此的震惊。因为他们知道他们是如此的不配听见神向他们说话。
God is pleased with this kind of response because it shows that He is God and He deserves all glory, honor, and worship.
然而神却喜悦他们这样的反应，因为他们知道神是值得敬畏的。
It brings Him joy that we as humans choose to obey Him, worship Him, and then submit to Him.
当我们人愿意顺从神的时候，带给神喜悦。
In Deuteronomy 5:29, this is what God said when His people responded this way. He said, "Oh, that they had such a mind as this always, to fear Me and to keep all My commandments, that it might go well with them and with their descendants forever."
神喜悦他们这样的行为，在五章二十九节说。我愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。
God earnestly desires that we would have this humble attitude towards Him.
神实在是愿意我们有这样的态度，谦卑下来去顺服他。
It is a humble attitude that leads us to worship and obedience. The people saw how great God was, and that led them to do whatever He said.
人们有这样敬畏的心，因为他们有来到，因为他们有愿意谦卑在神的面前，这样的谦卑引导他们愿意做神叫他们做的一切的事。
Imagine for a moment that you were a great cello player.
想象一下，你是一个很出名的大提琴演奏家。
And you got a call from the President of the United States saying, I would like you to come play the cello for me because I know you are a great cello player.
如果美国的总统邀请你去为他演奏，因为你是一位很出名的大提琴演奏家。
You would consider it a great joy and an honor to serve the President because of his great position.
你会觉得是一种荣幸和愉快去为总统演出因为他尊荣的地位。
Well, how much greater is our God than the President of the United States?
那我们的神相比总统不是更加伟大吗？
Shouldn't our joy in obeying God be even greater than that kind of joy?
那我们顺服神的愉快应该比相对被邀请去演奏为总统演奏更大吗？
Should not we have great joy in obeying our great God?
我们不应该有更大的喜悦去顺从我们的神吗？
Keep this in mind as we now look at our passage in Deuteronomy 6.
带着这样的前言我们来看生命记第六章。
Moses is teaching the people of Israel after God had given them the Ten Commandments.
摩西在神给了他们十诫以后，这样的教导以色列民。
Deuteronomy 6:1-3. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son, and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord the God of your fathers has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey.
生命记第六章一到三节这样说，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在柳南雨密之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
The people of Israel were given God's commandments, statutes, and rules for God's glory and for their good.
以色列民领受神的诫命、律例、典章，是为了他们的好处，也为了神的荣耀。
It glorifies God when God's people understand His commands and they obey with fear and trembling.
当神的子民明白神的律例诫命典章的时候，并且愿意遵行，这样是荣耀神的。
Obedience is the indication of our heart.
顺服是衡量我们内心的一个指标。
When we obey, we show that we take God seriously. And when we disobey, we show that we do not care about God or what He wants.
当我们顺服的时候，表示出我们对神的认真，当我们满不在乎的时候，当我们不顺服的时候，显示出我们对神不在乎。
God in His word reminds us time and time again that obedience and disobedience is a life and death matter.
神的话多次的向我们指明，顺服与否是与生死有关的。
Disobedience often resulted in death.
不顺从常常引致了死亡。
We read in Leviticus a very specific example of what happened when people disobeyed God.
在利未记中记载的一个故事，就是当人们不顺服神的时候是怎么样的。
Moses had a brother named Aaron who was the first high priest.
摩西有一位兄弟亚伦，他是第一个大祭司。
And he had sons who were also going to be priests.
他有两个儿子也将会成为祭司。
But we know that his sons did not care about God or desire to obey God.
但他的儿子并不在乎上帝的教训。
This is what Leviticus says. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord.
在利未记第十章，圣经这样的说，亚伦的儿子拿达、亚庇户各自拿自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在耶和华的面前献上燔火，是耶和华没有吩咐他们的，就有火从耶和华 面前出来，把他们烧灭，他们就死在耶和华面前。
Nadab and Abihu disobeyed God by offering a sacrifice that God had not commanded them.
拿达和亚庇户，在神没有叫他们献祭的时候，自己去行了。
Their disobedience cost them their life, and this shows us how seriously God takes disobedience.
他们的不顺从导致了他们的死亡，以显示出上帝对顺服是多么的在意。
That's why God says that it would go well with us and our days would be long if we would be careful to obey Him.
所以神说，如果我们顺服的话，我们的日子得以长久。
Obedience to God is a life and death matter, not just for us, but for our families.
顺从不只是对我们是生死有关的，而且对我们的家庭也是如此。
Aaron's sons didn't have to die.
亚伦的儿子不是非要去死的。
We can only wonder in our minds what could have happened if something could have happened differently if Aaron had taught his children to obey God and to fear God.
在我们的心里只能这样想，如果亚伦好好的教导他的儿子去敬畏上帝，遵从上帝的话，事情将会是不一样的吗？
If Aaron had taught his children to obey God and to fear him, they might not have offered that unauthorized sacrifice.
如果亚伦教育他的儿子要敬畏上帝，顺从上帝的话，他们也许就不会去献那个没有要他们去献的那个祭。
The same is true for us today. God has given us a command, and it is also a life and death issue.
上帝给我们的诫命也是一个生死有关的问题。
And if we understand this, we will teach it to our children.
如果我们意识到这个的话，我们也会如此的教育我们的孩子。
As parents, I'm sure you teach your children important life and death issues.
作为父母，我们教育我们的孩子有关生死重要的事情。
You teach your children not to run into the street when there are cars.
我们教育我们的孩子不要冲到街上去，当街上有车子的时候。
You teach your children not to put their hand on top of a hot stove.
我们教育孩子不要把手放在烫的炉子上。
If we teach our children these life and death issues in the physical realm,Are we also diligent in teaching our children life and death issues in the spiritual realm?
如果我们这样殷勤地教育我们的孩子在这个物质的世界有关生死的问题，我们有没有如此殷勤地教育我们的孩子在灵里面生死的问题呢？
The physical life is temporary, but the spiritual life is eternal.
物质的世界是暂时的，但是灵里的世界是永久的。
We are commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ to turn from our sins, which lead to eternal destruction, and to place our faith in Christ for eternal life.
耶稣教导我们要远离罪恶，因为那导致灭亡，而要将我们的信心建立在神的身上。
This is not a suggestion or a recommended course of action.
这不只是一个建议，或者是提醒我们要这样做。
It is the command that God gives to people.
这是一个命令，上帝给他的人民。
For instance, we read, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
在圣经说，当信主耶稣，你和你的一家必得救。
And also in Acts 17, God commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world.In righteousness.
上帝命令他所有的子民他的再来是确定的，而且他必要审判这个世界，用他的公义审判这个世界。
Disobedience means death.
不顺服意味着死亡。
And a spiritual and eternal judgment.
代表着灵里面永久的审判。
I want to challenge all of you to just make sure you understand that.
我愿意向你们挑战，希望大家都能够明白这一点。
And if you do, do you teach that to your children?
如果你明白，你是这样的教育你们的孩子吗？
Let's go on to Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5.
那么回到生命记第六章第四第五节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
We are to love God more than we love anybody or anything else.
我们要爱神超过爱任何的人和任何的事。
The love we have for God must come from knowing who God is. You cannot love someone you do not know.
我们爱神必须是从我们对神的认识来的。我们不可能爱一个人当我们不了解他的时候。
When we recognize God for who He is, that He is the one true God, then the only right response is to worship Him.
当我们认识到神是独一的真神的时候，我们才会有真实的对神的敬拜。
When we recognize that He is God and there is no other,
当我们意识到神是独一的别无他神的时候，
and that He is a God who is merciful and gracious and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, we can't help but worship Him.
当我们知道神有慈悲怜悯不长久怀怒的时候，我们就 不能不去敬拜他。
When we see that in Christ, that God doesn't treat us according to our sins deserve or deal with us according to our iniquities, the only right response is to worship Him because of His great love and great mercy.
当神在耶稣里面不照着我们的罪孽过犯待我们的时候，我们就不得不要从心里去敬拜赞美他，因为他的伟大的爱。
We love God because He first loved us.
我们爱神是因为他先爱我们。
If you truly recognize God for who He is, if you truly love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, if God's commands are on your heart, then something else will follow.
当你知道上帝是谁，也如果你知道上帝是谁，如果你真的爱他，用你的全心全人去爱他的时候，如果上帝，你的心里有上帝的诫命的时候，然后你就会去服从他的诫命了。
That's something else is that you will teach your children about this great God that you know and you love.
这是也是另外的一些事情，你要教育你的孩子，你对这个神的认识。
You will desire that your children know this great and awesome God who has loved you and given Himself up for you.
你会让你的孩子知道这位伟大的上帝为了你在你生命当中做为你所做出的牺牲。
When something great happens to you, who is the first person that you tell?
当一些事情发生在你身上的时候，谁是你第一个要去告诉的人呢？
It's your family, right?
通常是你的家人嘛。
If you get a promotion at work, or your boss gives you some extra vacation time, or you find a great bargain on something you've always wanted, you tell your family.
当你晋升或者得到多一些的假期，或者你知道有一些好的减价的信息的时候，你总是告诉你的家人和朋友。
That's the natural thing to do. If something good happens to me, I'm going to tell my wife.
这是很自然的事。当有好事发生到我身上呢，我总是告诉我的妻子。
If you have this relationship with God, then you will naturally want to share this relationship with your children, with your family.
当你有这样一个好的关系与神的这样一个与神有好的关系的时候，你自然会很愿意跟你的孩子和家人去分享。
And God is infinitely greater and better than any kind of buy one get one free offer.
上帝比那个买一送一的这个deal 要好的太多了。
Deuteronomy 6:6-7, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
六章六到七节说，我今日吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Look at this, these two verses, Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7, very carefully.
那我们仔细地看一看第六、第七节。
Does God say, come back once a week to the mountain so that you and your children can hear me speak?
上帝是说，你每个星期都要来到西乃山来听我每周 说一次吗？
Remember earlier in Deuteronomy 5, when God gave his people the Ten Commandments, they were afraid and they heard God's voice.
记得在生命记第五章的时候，当他们听见上帝的话的时候，他们充满了害怕。
But does God say in these verses, bring your children back to me at this mountain so that you and your children can learn about me and fear me?
上帝在这里有这样说吗？你带着你的孩子来到西乃山边上来听我的话带着敬畏和战兢。
No, he doesn't say that at all.
他不是这样说的。
He doesn't tell them to come back to the mountain every week.
他没有说每个星期你要回到这山上。
Instead, he entrusts the responsibility of teaching children with the parents.
相反，他是把这样的责任交付给父母，要他们去教育他们的孩子。
His plan is that the parents would teach the next generation to fear him and obey him for their good.
他要父母教育他们的孩子去敬畏神，为着他们自己的好处。
God doesn't have any other plan.
上帝没有别的计划。
Think about what a great responsibility that is.
想一想这是多么大的责任呢？
Instead of speaking out of the mountain, out of the midst of the fire and the thunder and the trumpet,
不是在云里火里响的号角里面。
Instead of doing all that, he appointed you as the spiritual authority in the lives of your children.
上帝把这样的权柄属灵的权柄赐给父母，要你去教育你们的孩子。
He appointed you as the spiritual authority that your children might know God, love him, and obey him.
他指派你有属灵的权柄，要叫你的孩子去爱上帝，顺服上帝，敬畏上帝。
That is why we're trying out this bilingual service once a month.
这就是为什么我们在这里有双语的崇拜，每月一次。
Even though there are some logistical challenges and difficulties and we have to have translation,
虽然我们在执行上有一些些困难，我们需要有翻译。
But we believe that it is God's plan for families to worship together.
但是我们相信这是上帝的心意，要我们一家人一起来敬拜。
We believe it's God's plan for families to seek God's face together and to obey him and learn from him together.
这是上帝的心意，要一家人一起来寻求神的心意，来顺服他，来敬拜他。
We believe that is God's plan for parents to instruct the children and teach them to follow God.
相信这是神的心意，要父母来教导孩子去认识服从上帝。
That responsibility was not given to the Levites, to the priests, or even to Moses.
这样的权柄责任不是给了利未人摩西。
According to God's word, Moses handed that responsibility to the fathers and mothers of the Israelite households.
按照圣经，摩西是把这样的权柄分派给以色列的的每一家的家长。
The home and the family was God's plan for transferring the gospel from one generation to another.
家庭是把福音代代相传的的地方，这是上帝的心意。
And it is a great responsibility given from God to you.
这是一个伟大的责任，从上帝来的。
I want to give you, hopefully you now begin to understand what God's plan is.
希望你现在可以认识到 上帝的计划是什么。
But many of you might be wondering, how do I implement this plan? How do I do this?
可能有些人在想，那我应当该怎么去执行呢？
I know God wants me to teach my children, to bring them to Christ, to bring them eternal life, but how do I do that?
我知道上帝要我教导我的孩子有关耶稣基督的事，有关永生的事，那我应该怎么做呢？
I want to leave you guys five practical suggestions. These are things that I recommend. These are things you may choose to do or may not choose to do.
那我会给大家五个建议，你可以选择做或者不做。
These are only suggestions.
这只是建议。
Well, the first one is actually not a suggestion at all, but I need to state it up front.
第一个不是建议。
The first one is make sure you're born again.
第一个是确认你是重生得救的。
Christianity is not about improving yourself or learning some useful moral principles.
基督的信仰不是帮助你去完善自己，或者让你有一个更高的道德水准。
All your good deeds cannot save you on the day of judgment.
你所有所做的好事在审判的 那天不能够使你得救。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀，并且罪的工价乃是死。
The only hope to be rescued from our sin and eternal judgment is not found in ourselves or our own righteousness.
我们从审判当中能够被拯救出来的的确据不是在我们自身上可以找到的。
It is not found in good deeds, helping others, or even going to church.
不是说我们常常去教会帮助别人就可以的。
The only hope is to be found in Christ and to be born again.
我们唯一的希望就是在耶稣基督里重生得救。
Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
除非我们重生得救，我们不可以见神的国。
Without this proper understanding, everything else I've said is useless.
如果对这个没有正确的认识的话，那其他我说的就没有意义了。
You must be born again by turning away and hating sin because God hates sin.
我们必须重生得救，并且厌恶罪，因为上帝是厌恶罪的。
This is called repentance, a change of mind and a change of heart towards sin.
这就是叫做悔改，就是改变你的心，改变你的思想。
Then turn your eyes and your heart towards Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and rose again.
把你的心和眼睛转向耶稣，因为是他为你的罪而死的。
This is what it means to be a Christian.
这就是代表着什么是基督徒。
Is to put your whole trust and your whole faith in Christ and not yourself.
那就是把你整个的信心都建立在耶稣基督身上，而不是在自己的身上。
The second suggestion that I want to leave you is to put God's word in your heart.
第二个建议就是把上帝的话藏在你心里。
You cannot give to your children what you do not have yourself.
如果你自己没有的话，你不可以给你的孩子。
Deuteronomy 6:5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might."
生命记六章五节说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
The next verse is, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
下一节说的是，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
The first test of whether we truly love the Lord our God with all our hearts is whether His commands are on our hearts.
第一个测试我们是不是真正爱神，就是看上帝的诫命是不是在我们的心上。
Do you desire to be in God's presence every day?
你盼望天天都来到神的面前吗？
If I told you that I love my wife, but I always told her that I was too busy to talk to her, listen to her, or be with her, would that be love.
如果我说我爱我的妻子，却说因为太忙我不能够跟她说话，听她说话或常常跟她在一起，这算是爱她吗？
If you say you love God, but you are too busy to talk to Him in prayer or listen to Him through His Word or to be with Him, is that really love?
如果说你爱神，却不能在祷告中与他说话，在他的话语中聆听他，太忙了不能够与神同在，你能说你是爱上帝吗？
To put His word on our hearts means investing our precious time to read, memorize, and meditate on His word.
把他的话记在我们心上，就代表着我们要读他的话背他的话，然后并思想他的话。
Reading is not good enough because we forget what we read.
光是阅读还是不够的，因为我们常常读了会忘记。
Memorize is not good enough. I don't remember a lot of the math formulas I learned in college.
背诵也还是不够，因为我们会忘记。就像我已经忘记了大学里面学的很多数学的公式。
Meditation is the key.
思想是关键。
Meditation leads to a changed mind and a changed heart as we apply God's truth.
思想会引致我们的对神的认识的改变。
As a chip designer, I use many of the skills I learned in my chip design class in college.
作为一个集成电路设计师，我用我大学学到的很多知识在我的工作当中。
The reason I remember the chip design principles is because I use them almost every day.
我可以记住这些设计的要领是因为我在工作中天天都在用。
If you don't use a particular skill, you will lose it.
如果你对一个特别的能力不常常使用的话，你会失去它。
Use it or lose it applies to scripture also.
使用它或者失去它也在圣经的阅读中也适用。
Meditation means taking the time to think about how God's word applies directly to me and directly to you.
思想上帝的话代表着上帝的话怎么可以直接的应用在你的生活当中。
Once I begin to apply God's word, I will remember it, and then it will be on my heart.
当我在应用上帝的话在我生命当中的时候，我就把上帝的话记在我心上了。
For instance, let's take a look at a very particular example.
让我们看一个特别的例子。
For instance, God's word says, "Do not love the world or the things of this world."
上帝说不要爱这个世界和这世界上的事情。
We must begin to ask ourselves, "How am I loving the world and the things of this world?"
那可以问自己说，我是爱这个世界和这世界上的事吗？
How am I demonstrating to my children whether I value the temporary things of this world or the eternal things that God values?
我怎么样在我的孩子面前表现出我的价值观对上帝的永恒的事相对于这个世界上暂时的事情呢？
That's what meditation is about.
这就是思想的意义。
You read it, you memorize it, and then you ask yourself, what is God's word saying to me?
这就是你读经背经，然后思想，问自己，上帝的话怎么应用在自己的身上呢？
The third suggestion I want to leave you is live a life worthy of the gospel.
第三个建议就是，为福音的缘故，与蒙召的恩相称。
Remember that you are a sinner who needs God's grace, and so is everybody else in your family.
要知道，家里的人和你一样都是罪人，我们都需要上帝的恩典。
If you forget that you need God's grace, you will forget to give God's grace to people in your family, to your children.
当你忘记了你也是需要上帝恩典的人的时候，你就会忘记你也需要给你的家人你的孩子恩典。
Forgive as God has forgiven you.
原谅别人就如同上帝原谅了你。
Love as God has loved you and gave Christ for you.
爱别人如同上帝爱你并把耶稣给了你。
Serve your family and your children as Christ has served you and given up his life for you.
服侍你的家人孩子如同基督服侍了你 为你付上了他自己的生命。
It all comes back to the gospel, what God has done for us in Christ.
一切都归回到福音的就是上帝是怎么样为我们牺牲。
So if you have been born again and you spend time to meditate and put God's word in your heart, you live it out in your family.
当你重生得救并且思想上帝的话，然后并把上帝的话活出来在你的家里。
The fourth suggestion is to share with your family what you are learning from God's word.
第四个建议就是与你的家人分享你从上帝的话中所得到的。
As you think about and meditate on God's word, share what God is teaching you with your family.
当你思想上帝的话的时候，把上帝向你启示的与你的家人分享。
Deuteronomy 6:6-7, I will read one more time. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
六章七节，也要殷勤地教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Teaching doesn't mean lecturing.
教导不是讲一堂课。
Some of you, myself included, love to give long lectures to teach your children.
有些父母可能很喜欢长篇大论的教训孩子。
People don't learn by just listening.
人们光靠听是学不到很多的。
If I only listen to someone explain how to drive a car, would I be qualified to drive a car?
如果我只是从别人那里听怎么样去开车，我会开车合格吗？
Of course not.
当然不会。
People learn by doing.
人们是从实践当中学习的。
I would learn to drive a car by getting behind the wheel, turning on the key, and actually driving the car.
我学习开车必须要坐在方向盘以后用钥匙发动然后开车。
The same goes with obeying God's word.
顺服上帝的话也是如此。
Do your children see that knowing God's word and obeying it is important to you?
当你的孩子会看见读上帝的话顺从上帝的话对你来说是很重要的事。
Do they see that example of following God and loving God in your life?
孩子在你生命当中看见读上帝的话并照着去行的榜样吗？
Because your youth will learn what they see, not learn by just what they hear.
他们从观察当中学习多过在从聆听中学习。
Your children should see how God's word affects your thoughts, words, and actions.
让孩子看见上帝的话怎样影响你的言语行为和你的思想。
Let me give you just a couple examples for you to think about.
那看一下几个例子。
God's word has something to say about money.
上帝的话教导我们有关金钱的事。
Do you know what that is?
你知道是什么吗？
God's word has something to say about our personal holiness, being separate from the world. Do you know what that is?
上帝说我们要分别为圣，你知道是指什么吗？
God's word has something to say about loving others when they don't deserve to be loved. Do you know what that is?
上帝的话说，在人们不配的时候，你去爱他，你知道这些话是什么吗？
God's word has something to say about anger.
上帝的话说，有关愤怒的事。
The list goes on and on.
这个例子很多很多。
If you study and meditate upon God's word and practice it so that's in your heart, you will have more to talk about than you will realize.
当你读上帝的话并且思想的时候，你会发现你有很多的事情可以跟大家分享。
Let me give you an example. Jesus said that the greatest among you will be your servant.
耶稣说在你们中间伟大的要服侍别人。
It's a nice idea, but the true test comes when you're tired and you don't feel appreciated. It's a nice idea.
这是一个很好的思想，但是当你很累很疲乏的时候是怎么样的事呢？
At that moment, are you and I going to submit to Christ or not?
那个时候就是我们决定是不是要顺服上帝还是不要。
There are times at my home when there are a lot of dishes in the sink and I feel like it is too much.
在我家里的时候我常常觉得有些时候水池里的碗太多了。
At that moment, I have a test.
在那个时候我有一个试探试炼。
Whether I will demonstrate my love for Christ or love for self.
这个时候给我有一个机会是去表示爱上帝呢还是爱我自己。
Now which will it be for you?
那你是你的话怎么办呢？
Your children are watching you.
你的孩子看着你。
Several weeks ago, I asked the youth to fill out a survey on whether or not they are being faithful in reading and meditating on God's word.
几个星期以前在青少年中有一个调查，就是他们在读圣经的时候是不是很忠于职守。
The reason I ask that is we cannot obey what we do not know.
我们如果不明白的话，我们就不能够顺服。
If we want to obey God's commands, we must at least know what they are and think about them.
当我们要去顺服上帝的诫命的时候，至少我们要知道上帝的诫命是什么。
Well, the bad news is that all of the youth said they were not being faithful.
坏消息是，青少年说他们没有忠于职守。
But the good news is that several of them have asked for accountability in this area.
的好的消息是有其中有几个人
accountability basically they're ask accountability means you ask for help from somebody.
Yeah, 就是他们要寻求互相帮助。
Accountability just means I can't do it on my own, I need someone to help me.
就是我自己一个人不能做，我需要有别人来帮助我。
I need someone to help me learn and help me grow.
我需要有些人来帮助我学习，帮助我成长。
Many youth desire accountability in studying God's word.
很多的青少年希望有这样的互助在学习上帝的话当中。
Youth, if you desire this accountability, your parents are the best ones to give it to you.
青少年如果有这样的愿望寻找帮助的时候，你们的父母是你最好的资源。
The reason is that the parents are the ones responsible for your spiritual health.
因为你们的父母有这样的责任来帮助你们在灵里进步。
If your parents don't go to church, then Teresa and I would gladly help you and keep you accountable.
如果你们的父母不去教会，那Alice 跟 Teresa 会帮助你们。
But whether your parents are taking God seriously or not, that does not give you excuse to disobey God and not take Him seriously.
对青少年来说，不管他们的父母是不是在意上帝，但是他们都不可以找到一个借口说他们可以对上帝不在乎。
If your parents are not taking God seriously, that doesn't give you an excuse not to take God seriously.
如果父母对上帝蛮不在意，这不是你可以对上帝蛮不在意的一个借口。
Each will be held responsible before God.
每一个人都在上帝面前负责任。
The last suggestion is to read the Bible together as a family and discuss it.
最后一个建议就是全家一起读圣经和讨论。
Many families spend hours and hours in front of the television.
很多家庭在电视面前一起享受很多的小时。
Consider giving up 1 hour of TV every week, or 1 hour of leisure time, fun time, to just study the Bible together as a family, or maybe just half an hour.
设想一下，在每一周抽出一个小时，不看电视，或者从休息的时间里面抽出一个小时，甚至是半个小时一起读圣经。
It doesn't have to be a long amount of time.
不一定需要是很长的时间。
You don't want your youth to be bored with you or God's word.
你不希望你的青少年感到对上帝的话感到无聊，或者对你感到无聊。
So start simple.
有一个简单的开始。
And you can do that by looking at a passage and then asking yourself some questions.
你们可以看一段的经文，然后问一些问题。
You can ask yourselves, what do I learn about God?
你可以问，我对上帝有什么新的认识呢？
What do I learn about myself?
我对自己有什么认识呢？
And what do I need to change as a result of reading and looking at God's word?
读了神的话以后，我应该要做怎么样的改变呢？
Because as we've seen earlier in this passage, God's commands are for us to obey. They are not just suggestions, and it is a life and death issue.
上帝的诫命是要我们去遵守的，不是一个建议或者一个想法，因为这是关乎生死的。
So these are 5 practical steps for you to consider in how to teach your families how to obey God, how to transfer the gospel.
这是五个很实际的建议。怎么样帮助你的家庭去读上帝的话。
The first is to be born again.
第一个是要重生得救。
Second is to put God's word in your heart.
第二个是要把上帝的话记在心里。
Third is to live a life worthy of the gospel.
有一个与福音相称的生命。
Fourth is to share with your family what you are learning from God's word.
第四个是与你的家人分享你从上帝的话语中的领受。
And then fifth is to read the Bible together as a family and discuss it.
第五个是与家人一起读经并且讨论。
I want to conclude with this with this passage from Luke 16.
让我们用路加福音第十六章来做总结。
Verses 10 through 12. Okay. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give that which is your own?
路加福音第十六章十到十二节，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心；在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把真实的钱财托付你们呢？倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？
In these verses, Jesus is talking about money.
在这些经文里面，耶稣是在讲金钱的事。
If we are faithful with God's money in this life, He will entrust to us eternal riches in the next life.
如果我们在现在的世界上对钱财上有忠心，那在永远的世界，神也会把他的丰盛托付我们。
But I believe this passage can apply to your God-given responsibility as a parent.
我相信这段经文也可以用在神给你作为父母的一种托付。
God is testing each of you to see if you will be faithful in evangelizing and discipling your children.
上帝 在试炼我们，是不是在我们的孩子身上，传福音，有忠心。
God is testing you to see if you will teach your children to know and follow Christ.
上帝在看我们是不是在教导我们孩子遵，跟随耶稣上有忠心。
Children are an inheritance and a blessing from the Lord.
孩子是我们从神那里领受的产业和祝福。
If you are faithful with your earthly inheritance, you demonstrate to God that you can be faithful with eternal inheritance.
如果我们在地上所受的产业上有忠心，那么我们也向神显示，我们将会在永远领受的产业上有忠心。
If you are faithful with the short amount of time you have with your children, you demonstrate to God that you can be faithful with much greater things.
当你在短暂的与孩子相处的时间上有忠心，那你就向神显示出在永久的事上你也可以被托付更大的事情。
But if you are unfaithful in the small amount of time that you have with your youth, then you demonstrate that you will be unfaithful in greater things.
如果你在与孩子短暂相处的这一段时间上不能显示出忠心的话，那你也不能够在永久的更大的事情上有忠心。
Let me pray for us.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的赐给我们的话语。
We realize that this is a great responsibility, one that's much greater than we can handle on our own.
我们意识到，这是如此大的一个责任，大到我们觉得一个人不能承受。
Parents have been given such a great responsibility to bring their children to Christ.
父母们被受托有这样的这样大的责任，把孩子带到耶稣基督的面前。
We come to you with a humble heart, knowing that only you can change people's hearts.
我们带着谦卑的心来到你面前，知道只有你可以改变人的心。
Only you can change our hearts and the hearts of our youth.
知道你可以改变我们的心，改变我们孩子的心。
God, give us a greater conviction of our responsibility as parents.
上帝要给我们作为父母有一个确认。
Help us to be faithful with the responsibilities you have given to us.
让我们在你所托付我们的责任上有忠心。
We know we cannot do this on our own, so we ask you for your help.
我们知道我们自己不能够，所以我们求你帮助我们。
You've given us your word and your spirit, and we thank you for that.
我们感谢你赐给我们话语和圣灵。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣名，阿门。